Sick Talk with Tar and Norty. I'm Tar.
And I'm Norty. This one's coming at you from Entertainment Weekly.
Uh-oh.
Vanilla Ice throwing 4th of July concert.
Still?
Says, quote, "We didn't have coronavirus in the 90s.
What the fuck?
Yeah. This was published 3 hours ago as of this recording, so it's still happening. The Ice Ice Baby singer, we all know what fucking song he did and stole a bass line from Queen.
Yeah. Bum, 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 ba-da-dum, bum.
Yeah. He'll still perform for thousands in Texas where coronavirus cases are surging. All right.
Texas. Stop. It's Texas. They do their own thing out there.
Vanilla Ice is throwing a 4th of July weekend concert deep in the heart of pandemic hotspot Texas.
Deep in the heart of the pandemic hotspot.
Yeah, that's how that song went. The Iceman will cometh this Friday at a concert venue in Austin where all the bars are otherwise closed due to COVID-19.
So how does he get to play?
Well, the concert is titled the Independence Day Throwback Beach Party, and it's happening due to a legal loophole, the Austin Chronicle pointed out. The venue, Emerald Point Bar and Grill, located on the shores of Lake Travis, is technically a restaurant, even though it also has a large capacity outdoor general admission concert space. So fans don't have to collaborate or listen to current recommended coronavirus guidelines that seek to eliminate the large crowds. So just because it's outside, they're getting away with putting it on.
Huh?
Yeah. The idea is that it's outdoors.
I like how they're like, we found a
Florida
legal,
spring break was outdoors.
We found this legal loophole, so everybody's safe. Like, fucking.
My thing is, what if this ends up in a surge of cases over there? Is there going to be any legal, you know, consequences for it?
I don't know, dude. Have you seen those commercials on TV? And it's got like this, this dude that looks like an East Los gangster in a suit. And he's like, "Hey, Mr. Boss Man, with your shutdown plan."
Oh, God.
It's like a cheesy ass, like, fucking infomercial for a cheesy ass, like, fly by night lawyer that's trying to sue people's employers for shutting down because of COVID. Yeah. For laying people off. It's like, nah, I don't think that's going to work out the way you have planned.
No. I think you're just trying to take money from people who already are struggling, probably don't have any.
Yeah.
That's what lawyers do a lot of times.
Look for the commercial. It's great. It's got some, like, fucking classy-ass porn acting in it.
Oh, yeah, like, one of those.
What are you gonna do about it?
And they make up their own song and dance for it. Yeah. Because that's all they are, is a song and dance.
Anyway, so these COVID. I don't know why I was like convicts. These COVIDs.
Might be convicts.
These COVID fucks think that because there's a loophole that allows them to have people there, that it's still okay.
Yeah. Apparently it says, this is just his comments on it. "I can't wait to get back to this. The 90s were the best." He just goes and rambles about the 90s. "The 90s were the best. We didn't have coronavirus or cell phones." Yeah, you did, but not everybody had one, just brick phones. "Or computers." Yeah, you did. Computers were definitely around in the 90s.
When did Vanilla's come around? It was like 91. It was like late 80s, early 90s, wasn't it?
Yeah,
like 89, he was, 90, 91.
By the time, I'm sure, Nirvana came around.
Oh, he was long gone by then.
Like, nobody fucking knew who he was.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm trying to remember. I was actually there, remember?
I was just barely
When this motherfucker was dancing on the fucking...
With those fucking huge-ass pants and the...
Oh, dude, the best was MC Hammer. Yeah, the best was MC Hammer with the fucking crazy ass pants. But okay, We didn't have COVID in the 90s.
He says the 90s were the best. We didn't have coronavirus or cell phones or computers. We had 5.0s, Blockbuster, Beavis and Butthead, Wayne's World, Chris Tucker and Jackie Chan. Mortal Kombat is still better than Fortnite. The last of the great decades.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
You sound like such a boomer.
I was about to say that, dude. Like, you kids today,
okay, Zoomer,
don't know how good we had it. Like, oh, Jesus.
Can you imagine what they're going to be saying in another 30 years? Man, you don't even know. Before they rolled out 5G.
Right? Fuck.
So it says the concert is selling roughly 2,500 tickets, half of the venue's potential capacity. So they're cutting it down to half capacity, which is probably why they get away with it too. The tickets range from $25 for general admission to $300 for VIP seating.
Fuck you. Hey, true story, fucking Vanilla Ice started up a hard, like a fucking poser-ass hardcore band, wannabe hardcore band, and they got beat up when they tried to play Gilman Street.
Really?
Yeah. So it's just...
That's great. I never heard that.
Yeah. Where the fuck did I hear that?
So, another retro act, Color Me Bad, is going to sex you up at that same venue on July 4th. So, Texas Governor Greg Abbott ordered all the bars in Texas to reclose last Friday due to the large surge of COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations. Yeah, that's the thing. It's the hospitalizations are going up. That argument of, oh, well, there's more cases because there's more testing. Yeah, dumb shit, no shit. But there's also now more hospitalizations. We're seeing another spike. Just got to be careful. Just got to be careful. So, yeah, that's it. You know, but he ordered all the bars in Texas to reclose last Friday due to a large surge of COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations. Earlier that Wednesday, the popular ACL Music Festival announced it was scrapping its planned fall 2020 shows. Texas also announced 8,076 new cases last Wednesday, a record daily high despite tests being increasingly in short supply. That's why they're doing that pool testing thing now, supposedly.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I wasn't sure about it at first, but it kind of makes sense if you really think about it. Because why waste all these tests on one, you know what I mean? But I don't know the science of it totally, but I heard an expert explain it made sense. So they announced over 8,000 new cases last Wednesday. And the test positivity rate for tests in the Austin area is growing and is now at 28%. That's fucking crazy. They're having a 28% positivity rate, so their hospitalizations are definitely going up over there. What?
No, I was just reading this thing about Vanilla Ice. Fuck it, because I wanted to look it up. Yeah, no, CBGB's. He fucking, people pay $12 just to go there to fuck him up. Yeah, like the classic CBGB crowd didn't want him there.
Oh, so it was CBGB.
Yeah, it was CBGB's.
Yeah. So it was that New York hardcore crew.
Yeah, I got the fucking. It was Jello that got beat up at Gilman Street.
Yeah.
You know, it was Vanilla Ice.
Narcoleptic Youth wrote a song about it.
About CBGB. Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. Like the Cro-Mags and all those Hare Krishna people, they can fucking fight.
Yeah. So they went there and fucked them up, I guess, back in 91.
Ooh.
I don't know. Just some nostalgia about stupid ass fucking. And what? Man. Who thinks Vanilla. Like, really, who wants to see Vanilla Ice? Last time I heard anything about Vanilla Ice, he was on like some TV show where he was like building shitty houses. Like, he was, like trying to do, like, the Pimp My Ride, but to, like, people's houses.
Oh, yeah. That was where he had the thing. Didn't he have a thing with accused Ron Jeremy?
Oh, Jesus.
And he had that fucking meltdown, and he threw the fucking stool, and was, yeah. Ron Jeremy was standing there, like, sitting there just going, what the fuck is going on right now? This guy's for real.
The guy's a fucking clown. Fuck his show. Yeah. I wouldn't want to go to it. I mean, I'm not like the COVID thing's scary, but even if it wasn't COVID thing, I wouldn't.
But we've had no other shows to really promote, so.
ice, baby.
So this has been Sick Talk. All right, stop.
Collaborate and listen. Ice is back with a brand new edition.
Could you imagine if he came out today?
Well, you get beat up again. Fuck, I don't know. You might do great. Look at fucking, we got that Takesha 69 guy. I mean, fucking, yeah,
he doesn't have enough tattoos on his face to be successful. Yeah,
he wouldn't be good. Vanilla Ice needs to take it back to SoundCloud. All right, fuck this. It's Sick Talk.